Thank you, Anna. I'll do the roll call, Joe Scott.
Yes.
We have on the call Alexei Sozunov.
Yes, thank you.
Konstantinos Komiatis. J. Scott
yes,
Evans, the chair of this group. Avery Doria. Graham Chinowitz. Please help me with your pronunciation.
Chinowitz, and that's great.
Chinowitz. Ilya Bazalovkov, Bazalanyovkov.
Yes, here.
Caroline Greer. Dexy. Tim Rui. Nacho Amador. And Subaya. And
yes.
For staff, we have Liz Gaster, Ken Bauer, and myself, Glenda Saint-Jury. Have I missed anybody? I don't see anybody else in the Adobe Connect room who is not on the call. Is that right? Seems to be all. Thank you. Chair Scott?
All right. So, we have the agenda. First thing we're going to do is we are going to talk about the sub-team reports that have been circulated, and I think Ben has put together a consolidated version of these. I think also that Tim Ruiz has sent around an email this morning that we should allow him to present to the group in case everyone hasn't had an opportunity to see that. Then we're going to talk about the next phase and then any other business. So if it's all right with everyone, I would like Tim to kick us off this morning with our first review of sub-team reports, because he had several points he made in his email this morning that I'd like to get out to the group. So, Tim, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, Scott, just before you do, let me go ahead and share that document.
Sure.
Because I've created a consolidated one, and I'm going to share my desktop and pull that up. So, Tim, if you want, you can address. Hopefully, everybody will see this now.
Yes.
And you can make on your screen, you can go to full screen on that sharing by hitting the full screen button, and then you'll be able to see this very clearly.
I think that's the top right hand.
Yes. So how do we, let's see. Okay, I see.
There's a little window on the top right hand. It says maximize pod.
Everybody's got presenter mode, so when start, okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
So the first thing that I just wanted to confirm, I guess, is that, you know, like I said in my email, you know, I'm all right with moving on to the next stage. So I just wanted to clarify or get clarified something you had said, that J. Scott had said about consensus, and just that that consensus to move forward, as long as it, you know, I can agree to that, as long as it doesn't mean that we're committing to the summaries as they're written. And we could probably spend a whole lot of time on those summaries. So I guess I think they're a good starting point, but not the end point. So as long as they're still open to, you know, to being massaged and changed or whatever as we get further into the work, you know, I'm okay with that. If we're looking at taking these points as, you know, they're sort of written in stone at this point and we need to move forward with them as written, then I think we need to spend more time on it.
Well, I think personally, I believe that the stickiest issue we have is going to be the consensus issue.
Right.
And I believe that is open, and I had hoped that we would circle back to that after we sort of got through some of the work that I believe was more organizational in nature, which is, I believe, where Ken is asking that we move to the next step, and then we can come to this consensus issue and inform that when we get to that point within the next level. But that's sort of how I envisioned it. But I'm open to other thoughts and comments. So I guess what I'm saying is, Tim, I believe that these are in a working draft form, Tim, that you're correct. As we move forward, could be massaged. They are not set in stone at this point.
Got it. Okay.
They would be part of what I think we need to do is drive forward a little bit in the process and then come back and see how the next stage of the process will inform these summaries. And then at some point, jive everything together into one work product.
And just so that I'm... I apologize for my naivete if I'm asking an obvious question, but the summaries we're talking about, I'm the connection between the comments versus the summaries are the bolded in that consolidated document?
Yes, the items 1 through 9 are bold, just as they were in the original charter.
Okay.
Or model.
Yeah, so Jay Scott, I agree with that, and I think that's a good way to move forward. So I don't know if you want me to go through my...
I think you should go ahead and go through it so that we'll know that where your thinking is. And if anyone has any strong positions at this point, we can discuss them. But I think basically we should just have those in mind as we move forward, if this is an issue we're going to need to circle back to. I will tell you... and I think, Tim, you're on the PPSC as well, this is a very important issue, even at the PPSC level, and is one that is going to require very in-depth consideration.
Right. Okay. So let me just, my thinking right now, and of course, my thinking can change, I'm not sure as everybody else's can, as we go forward and discuss these things more thoroughly, but... What I was trying to get to was something that is that's simple, it's clear, can be easily understood, that can be reported on, very clearly as well, and can be demonstrated by showing support of the various members for different views or positions, with the idea in mind that when this report finally comes back to the council. The council's role is one of a management role, but they clearly need to understand what each of the views were and what those positions were in order to know, how they might want to move forward. In some cases may want to come back to the working group with questions or perhaps requests for additional information or work. So just kind of with that kind of thinking in mind, and of course, being on the council, thinking, these reports are I'm going to be one of the ones having to look at these things, that what I had seen was four basic thresholds that could be reported on or that could be determined. So the first one would be full consensus, which is this, everyone is in confirmed agreement. It's 100%. There's no dissent. Two would be rough consensus, where it can be demonstrated by showing the support of the various participants or members of the working group that more than 50% of the group is in agreement with a particular view or position. Then no consensus would be that there is no consensus for a particular view. In other words, there may be multiple views or positions, and no one of them has more than 50%. Agreement of the group. And then a minority view then, of course, would be any view like that. So any view or position that has 50% or less of the support of the group would be considered a minority view, so to speak. But then in the reports, regardless of what each view or position, level of consensus it contained, they should all be included in the report showing what level of consensus they have, and then that level demonstrated by showing which of the participants are in support of each view or position. And then I feel that gives then the council the information they need to make decisions about moving forward on particular recommendations or positions or views, or whether they need more information or feel more work needs to be done, whatever. So that kind of, that's what I would like to see, at least at this point, just given what I know today or what I understand today, that's kind of the way I feel about it.
This is Ken Bauer. I'm sorry, Tim. I was pointing the group toward sub-team group A, elements 1, 2, and 3. You were addressing your comments, it sounds like, to a consensus position, which is a different number?
Yeah, that was, I think it's probably the group B, right? 4, 5, and 6 or something.
Aha.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. So I was not pointing to the right place.
So I was trying to look for that, yeah.
Yeah, and it just kind of related. That was my... As I look at the summaries, that's probably the, you know, on my list of concerns, that's number one. And so that's why I wanted to kind of point that out specifically. But based on what Jay Scott has said about how we're going to move forward, and which is what I kind of figured, that these things aren't in stone, that they're still open for, you know, further discussion and refinement. You know, I'm fine with not, I know we can't, you know, today debate this and decide what we're going to do today. But I wanted to get another view out there.
And I agree, and I think this is going to be the most significant debate, and that's the reason I agree with Ken and Liz. We sort of need to move to the next step and sort of get a framework together of practicalities and then come to this difficult issue as a rounding off point at the end. The one thing that I would say that I see in these comments, and I also see in your email, Tim, that it's going to be difficult, and I want Audrey, if she would, to speak to this, is they both seem to sort of, at least tangentially, refer to voting or some sort of voting. And it's my understanding that the whole idea of a consensus model or the working group model is to sort of get away from headcount.
Right, you know, I don't completely disagree with that, and I tried to avoid the term voting. But the issue is that, you know, this isn't the IETF, for example, where we're putting together, you know, what we're going to end up with, the work product is an RFC that sets a standard that may or may not be adopted. It's not necessarily enforceable on anyone. Certainly, you know, some may be adopted as standards by various entities, but in this regard, what we're doing as the GNSO is we'll be determining policy that will be enforceable contractually upon the contracted parties. So we're setting regulation in a sense, and as a contracted party, for me, I want to be sure that the consensus is there, that it isn't left to, no matter how experienced or well-trained a chair is or other participants, that it isn't left to, you know, a single individual as to, you know, what has consensus and what doesn't without anything to back up clearly what does and what does not. So I think to some extent it's going to be pretty tough to get completely past the headcount kind of thing when we're talking about things like, you know, enforceable regulation upon contracted parties.
This is
Sumaya. It's going to be difficult for those contracted parties to accept, you know, that moving forward with that idea unless there's some way to determine beyond doubt that, yes, this was the consensus view, whatever.
Okay, I agree. Aubrey?
Yeah.
Sumaya wanted to say something.
I wanted to make 2 points. Yeah, I had my hand up. It actually works.
Yes, you do. If you will go down, if you want to be in the queue, in the bottom left-hand corner, you see the little man down there?
Yeah, I'll get him.
I see Gray Chenoweth has done it. G. Chenoweth. And then you've done it,
yeah,
so we've got Audrey, then Gray, then Sabah.
Okay, yeah, I know we don't want to talk about this now, so I'm really just flagging the issues because I feel uncomfortable calling it a consensus point without having flagged the issues. One, I think we can deal with we're not supposed to vote in working group meetings without having to say, and we're not like the IETF, because the mandate is that we have to somehow move beyond voting in most cases. But I would also say that we could probably have numeric guidelines without having to have a notion of voting. And certainly I'm not trying to insist that we be IETF-like if anybody thinks that we are. We have staff people. IETF has no staff people, so we'll never be like IETF. The other point, though, that I wanted to make, which is we have a notion of consensus now, a strange notion of consensus in ICANN that says it's a two-thirds threshold. I feel uncomfortable defining rough consensus as a 50% guideline mark, and would think that more rough consensus corresponds much more to our consensus defined as two-thirds point that we have now. And so we may need a fourth point called looks like most people, majority, or whatever. And those are 2 points I wanted to make.
Okay, thank you, Aubrey. Gray?
Yeah, I guess my question was, am I supposed to have comments? I have comments on this. Are we really going to talk? Are we going to continue to go into depth on this now, or are we going to move on to a new point? So that's point of personal privilege to ask the question, I guess, at the beginning.
I think that we're just flagging this. We're not going to have an in-depth discussion to this point because, as I said, we're already 25 minutes into the call. I think that some points have been raised that we need to consider, but we need to move on to the next work, knowing that this consensus issue is one that we are going to deal with after we do the other two things that are on our agenda. After we get that work done, we're going to circle back to this consensus issue because it really is the heart of the matter. But it's going to be very complex, and I want to get the things I think we can accomplish first out of the way and then circle back to this unless there is great disagreement with that plan.
No, I would I'll withhold my comments until we get to it on the agenda and suggest that we move to the to the other points as you suggest.
It's not going to be on the agenda again today. It's probably going to be on the agenda at a future call.
Hello?
Hello?
Subaya here?
Yes.
Am I in? Yeah.
And I would ask all of you, after you speak, you need to go down to your little man and clear your status.
Okay.
That it takes your little man off.
All right. Sorry, this is Subaya here, and since this point particularly concerns the Team B statement that we put together, first I'd like to say that probably the best thing we should do, given that it's been a couple of weeks and we're all busy, I guess, and we can't get to the point, my suggestion is that after this call, any of the points, just like the one that Tim raised, if there are any points out there in this list that people in particular think is going to be an issue for them. I mean, not necessarily that detail what it is. Maybe they can flag it on an email to all of us, so we kind of know at least those are the ones we need to pay more attention for at the next meeting or something. That's just a suggestion. Secondly, regarding this consensus point of views, I think what Team B put together there is pretty much in line with at least the part that Tim described in his email, which is his number was 50%, the suggestion there was 40%, although I think that what Aubrey says at two-thirds is probably a better one, but we just came up with something as a draft. And the other thing is that the only other thing that it included was the issue of a quorum, essentially attendance of some kind. But anyway, I also believe that I just want to make sure that perhaps that at some point down the road, when we do circle back after having flagged some issues and discussing it, and we come back and discuss these points in depth, I think clearly we would have to go point by point and just ask whether there's a rough consensus or whatever consensus we've decided on for each of these points. And if there's certain issues that are tricky, then we'll probably need to take some kind of vote. I mean, so wait till that point. That's all.
Thank you. All right. Ken, can you put back up the agenda?
Yes.
All right. So, as pointed out, table the discussion with regard to these summaries, understanding that they are a placeholder for us for further discussion, and we're going to move to the next phase, and that is we're going to develop two drafting teams. one that's going to work on a model for working teams, and one that's going to work on guidelines for working teams to use when drafting a charter. So, what I would like...
Repeat the first one again, would you?
Yeah, the first one is to work on a model for how working teams would be formed.
Okay.
And how they would be run.
Okay, Scott, this is Ken. If it would be helpful, I wouldn't mind putting a little structure around this section. If you
go right ahead.
Hopefully this will work. I created on the wiki a section for like the original work plan, and I'm going to click on it. I think this will open up on all of your desktops, and I'm just going to click on that and then hit browse. And please let me know if anybody, if it doesn't fire up some kind of browser where you can see this page.
I think on mine, if you have a pop-up blocker, I think it just blocked it.
Oops. Okay, well, you can on your own, you can click that. The link was, let me just pull this down, under web links to work plan, PPSC deliverable. And if you click on that and then hit down where it says browse to, it should take you there.
Just post in the chat section, could you just paste in the link?
If you go to the browse section, you can simply copy it right out of there.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay,
the link is there.
All right.
Okay. What we had done originally when we built this wiki is to create this page. I don't know how many of you have had a chance to look at it, but it was a, okay, everybody's link, all right, that's okay. I got three of them open now. I guess this is one reason why everybody being presenter might not be the best idea. I got four of them open now. Hang on. Yikes. Every time somebody else opens it in the wiki, it opens another one for me and everybody else too, probably.
Uh-huh. And for me.
Okay, fine. Let's see. The original, what we had thought this team might ultimately do is to produce two different documents. And you'll see that in this page, there's a scope, a paragraph about deliverables, which refers to Section 1, which would be a charter guidelines document. And what we originally had in mind was to develop a set of sort of working procedures or templates, if you will, that the GNSO Council might use when it's drafting a charter for a real working group. And it might include, and this list, by the way, right now you just see a whole series of bullets. These are some of the things that we thought would go into a charter guidelines document. And then in a second I'm going to actually show you one attempt at sort of organizing it into something more meaningful. But for the, and in fact, if we click on the charter guidelines link right in that first paragraph where it says one, it will actually take you to that page, but let's don't do it just a second. So the charter guidelines document would have things in it like, you know, what are the naming conventions that working groups ought to adopt, things about how they get announced and advertised, and then of course important things like what is the mission, and this group I would hope would develop guidelines for the council so that when it's writing a charter, that it has very specific ideas about mission and focus that it needs to include in those charters, right? So this would be, and you can go through and look at all these various categories that might be in the charter guidelines. Then the second document, scrolling down a little bit to where it says number two, would be a model for how any working group, once it's chartered, would actually behave and operate. And that would have certain sections in it like how to deal with member disclosures and statements of interest, all of the formation, assembly, introductions, logistics, maybe even building some kind of a checklist for any chair so that the chairs would know various things that they're supposed to do right off the bat. Some of that stuff could be easy. Then there's a whole lot of things surrounding how to plan sessions. How frequently are they going to meet, and you know what the agenda is, and who's going to take minutes, and where are they going to get posted, and mailing lists, and all of those kinds. So we would build a model that would contain all of these various headings and chapters that would instruct, if you will, a working group what it how it should behave. It would, instead of having them sit down in the first seven meetings and say, okay, you know, what should we talk about? Are we going to have how are we going to do drafts, and are we going to use subteams, and how all of that kind of stuff will have been pre-thought out for them, so they can get right into the mission that they've been chartered to do. So this was the first structure that we assembled, and I don't know if you, Jay Skagerman, want me to stop here and see if there's any general consensus as to whether this is a good approach.
Oops. So this is Jonah. Can I put myself in the queue? I don't see the web.
Hey, go ahead.
Thing. Okay. So in general, I think that having a template for the working groups and for the charter, going through some of the initial kind of decisions in a way that it doesn't have to go be gone through then when the working group is formed and people will be then kind of confused and stuff like that, and also using this as a tool to see how well thought the idea is, kind of like that, have people their all their T's crossed across and so on before they form a working group, that it's not too easy to form a working group either. But one thing that what as a balance to that, it has to be a little bit maybe thought in a way that not everything is thought through, like usage of forests or subbeams or stuff like that, might be something that the need arises during the work and might not be known before the work or starts actually, and that those things, it should be that the toolbox of tools, if you will, should be available also for the working group chair after the working group has been created and not just during the working group creation.
I agree. I think that the structure needs to be flexible enough that it can be manipulated as the work informs the structure that needs to take in place. So as I understand your comment is that what you're saying is there should be a toolbox of a set of tools that are generally outlined, but you don't have to decide on your first call that you're going to do A, B, and C. It may be that you have this toolbox, and as the work flows along, you realize you need to pull out subteams, and that structure is sort of explained on how you might do that, but it's not a rigid structure, it's a malleable structure.
Exactly. However, of course, there are some tools that are kind of mandatory, like having maybe a mailing list and things like that that have to be set up before time, and especially where the like meeting documents and the work group documents go. Those are important already to set up beforehand, but those are kind of a default set of tools, but tools beyond their default set should be then available also later on.
Well, what we need to do today is decide if this is the way to go forward, and I personally, I'm a neutral chair. I think that this is great. It gives each group something to start with. It is a suggestion and discussion point to start the two groups' work, and I want to thank Ken and the rest of the staff for helping put this together. I do think the group should know that this doesn't mean that they can't go beyond this or pare this down. This is just a starting point for you. And what we need to do is to decide who's going to serve on the two groups to consider these issues.
And I guess I tried to raise my hand there.
I don't have that screen up because I've got this... Maybe
I'm sorry.
Somebody is having some fun with the discussion notes.
Okay, now I'm back, and I see, is that Gray whose hand is up?
Yes.
Go ahead, Gray.
And I would just like to, I think this is a great, essentially what this says to me is that we're going to give two groups of people things to really think about when they're doing stuff. We're going to give the people that are forming the working group a list of criteria that they've really got to think and work through before they form something. And then I think that we're giving the nascent working group at its outset a list of things to really think about before they get into the actual work that they're doing. And I think that, to me, that would be the most important thing about kind of how we're conceiving of these things, especially at the working group model level, which is that, you know, we're not telling anyone on any working group what to do in too much specificity. We're really just suggesting that they think about, you know, a series of questions about how they're going to operate and provide suggestions, you know, when they, about how to resolve those questions that they're going to have. And I'd be happy to serve on the, to work on the charter guidelines if now is when people start to volunteer.
I would like people to start volunteering. I see that Sabai has raised his hand.
I guess there was a doodle on this, correct? I had volunteered to be on the working group model issues itself.
Yeah, this is Ken. In fact, I can simply click on this doodle link, and it's in the web links, the doodle selection results. I had hoped to just bring this up for everybody so you could just see where we are.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I just did that. Okay. Okay, everybody else is clicking on it. Okay. And so what I would recommend is if you haven't already voted in the doodle, please do so, and then we'll have everybody's idea as to where they want to vote.
Right, and we're going to need to balance these, so I'm going to take the chair's position to say that if it isn't, if everybody signs up for one or it doesn't balance out, I'm going, before we confirm these in stone, I'm going to contact some folks and see if I can persuade them to move if necessary. Because we can't have one group staffed with everybody and then two people doing something the other group, because that's just overwhelming. And doesn't bring in enough perspective, I think, to the process.
Well, right now we have six on the operating model, and we have three on the charter guidelines.
I see that. That's why I made that comment.
Yeah, okay.
I just joined the charter group, so it should be, if you refresh, it may be 6 and 4.
Okay.
So, yeah, I see. All right. And I'm not sure if how many of our members, Ken, does this now take into account?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I'd have to jump back to the wiki to see what our total list is. We got 10 up there.
Yeah.
And let's see. It looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 21, about half.
All right. So we
know that Thomas wasn't here today, and Bertrand was also not here today.
Right.
And I don't think they voted.
Okay. Well, what I would like to do is to, Ken, send out another email to the list identifying those that need to go to the week. The doodle and vote, and then hopefully by close of business on Friday be able to constitute these groups, and then those groups have a call next week. Is that workable for everyone? I see, Sabai, your hand is still up. Do you have a...
Sorry, no.
Okay.
J. Scott, it's Liz. The only challenge the staff might have is that we're out of pocket most of next week. We can still do a call, but it'd probably need to be early, relatively speaking, like early for us because the meeting's in L.A., like the same time.
Well, I mean, if we need to, you know, we're burning time fast.
Right, right. No, we can accommodate it. It just if it, we just need to work on the time of day.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
So that would be my plan, is to have the teams constituted by the end of this week, and then have those teams charged with having a call next week.
Sounds good.
And then...
That's Glenn, so there will be three calls next week.
No, we're not... This group would not have a call.
Okay. Only two calls.
Only two calls. And because the team will, teams will not be constituted of the same people, you, everybody will only... You know, each group will just have a call. So you'll
okay.
only have one call for your responsibilities with regards to this overall working group team. You'll just be subdivided into one of two groups. So if we could do that, I think that would help us. And then at the end of those calls next week, if either staff or whomever decides to lead the charge with regards to these two teams could inform me of where you all are, then we can decide if on the week of the 27th, is that correct? Which is week after next? If this full team should have a call, or if the sub-team should have another call, and put our call off till the third week. Was that confusing enough for everybody?
I think just about.
So what I'm suggesting is next week, the two sub-teams, the charter sub-team and the working, the, you know, those two sub-teams, the two groups that are identified would have a call. Then at the end of that call, someone would inform me where they are in their work, and that we would either the next week, the week of the 27th, have an additional call of the two sub-teams with no full working group team call, and then so there would be two subgroup calls before we have a meeting of this entire group again on the third week. Out in writing so it would be less confusing. Okay. I see Aubrey is still confused about the difference between the two groups. Do we want to go back to the wiki page?
Yes. Well, yes. We can go to the same one, or yeah. Let me hit that one.
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand the difference between a model of how a working group works and guidelines for how a working group works.
This is Ken. Let me take a shot at it. They are not both for how working groups work. The charter guidelines would be developed to help the whoever the drafters are of the working group charter. So the question is, what goes in a working group charter? You know, what kinds of things need to be written into any working group charter, whether it's for the council, PPA, you know, whether it's for the policy development or maybe anything else. It could be a generic set of things, and it would contain such things as there should be a mission, there should be a scope, there should be issues around budget, there should be sections that deal with this, and that. And again, not hard and fast requirements, but guidelines that a council drafting team, for example, could use in writing its charter to create a working group to do some particular task. Then, once the working group forms, it needs a set of operating guidelines that help inform it, you know, what to do. Now, you might have a very experienced chair that knows what to do, and that's fine, but, you know, in the case of a team forming, there would be all kinds of guidelines and helpful suggestions and things about norms and establishing what a quorum is going to be and what voting is or isn't going to happen, and of course, referencing the charter itself and statements of interest and other kind of, and that's what we've tried to do, is to break these things up.
Okay, I think I understand. Now, is there a difference in weight between something that is a model? Is a model a very strict thing, whereas a guideline is sort of a, so in other words, did you intentionally pick working group operating model versus working group charter guideline?
There wasn't.
In other words, because models, sometimes you have to stay within a model, as opposed to it being a guideline that gives you guidance but not strict control. A model tends to be stricter, at least in my understanding. So was there a reason why you picked that one of them is guidelines and one of them, and as one of them is operating guidelines and one of them is charter guidelines, or is there some significance?
There was no intentional significance, I don't think, to using the term model versus guidelines. In fact, initially, we just called it working group charter. We didn't even add the word guidelines, and then I think based on some internal staff calls, we said, why don't we add the word guidelines? In terms of operating model, it's just that. It's a model. It's not intended to be a prescription for specific anything.
Okay, thanks. I'm not confused now.
So, that's our plan.
But, Jay Scott, before we move too much further, I wanted to point out to the group, and I'm going to click on another link. In the web links, you'll also see that there's two, one called Working Group Team Operating Model and one that says Working Group Team Charter Guidelines. I'm going to pick the Charter Guidelines first and just browse to it, and hopefully everybody can get there. And this is the same work plan, all the bullets, except that they've been grouped into what you might call chapter headings. Again, just suggestions, but it might be a little easier to see. So again, if we're writing a charter guidelines document that a council or someone else, a drafting team might use, one whole chapter might deal with mission, purpose, and deliverables. And then another chapter might have to do with formation, staffing, and organization of the team, and then rules of engagement. And it seems to me that the charter would specify certain rules of engagement, right? Because there and other rules of engagement might actually occur in the operating model. So, for example, under rules of engagement, you know, we have, you know, decision-making methodologies. That might be a place where, in the actual charter, it talks about what consensus should be and what unanimity means and so forth, what relationships the council has versus a working group or whoever the chartering body is and so forth and so on. Now I'm gonna flip back to and click on the other link, which is the operating model, and we'll browse to that one. And does everybody have that? So a tentative structure for the operating model might look at things like group norms. So what does it mean to be in good standing in this group, and issues concerning your commitment, participation, attendance, and contribution levels? These are sort of norms that would exist inside of a team that wouldn't be prescribed in a charter document. And then there might be issues that the group wants to deal with concerning behavior and other things of that type. How to indicate support or objection, and what abstention rule should apply. And so these are all the things I would think that the team that's working on the model would want to focus in on to help a particular working group with its deliberations, moving itself toward its ultimate products and outputs. Now, those are both wiki pages, one for the model and one for the charter, and I just simplified them for the headings. And you can get to those pages from either the working group main wiki page, or you can get to it from the work plan page. Either way, there's links from both of those to these individual pages. And hopefully the teams could actually use these wiki pages to do some of its work, you know, by uploading the documents and adding comments and stuff like that. So there's actually two pages there.
Okay, so here's what I am going to suggest, is that we constitute these two teams by close of business on Friday. These two teams each have separate calls next week and the week following. 2 weeks from, we will, in 2 weeks, this whole group will have another call to be informed of the work of the two subgroups. My goal would be, by the last week in May, for these two subgroups to have finished their work on putting together a proposal to be considered by the entire group.
Sounds good.
And once we have that proposal together and we reach consensus on the two proposals, we will come back and go and work on this consensus issue. And hopefully take the first 2 or 3 weeks in June to work through this. And if we still need more discussion, have discussion in Sydney. And my goal would be, by the end of our Sydney meeting, to have a report that we can deliver to the PPSC.
J. Scott, Ken Bauer, may I jump in? I guess I should raise my hand, sorry.
So that's sort of how I see it. Ken?
Okay. Yeah, when I raise my hand, I'm Glenn. I was just wondering if you could say a little bit more about what it means to put a proposal together. What are we looking for? What should the proposal have as in contents?
Well, I think it should consider these points that have been put out and decide if these are the points they want to consider. If they are, then they need to inform those points. So with regards to the working group, what is called now work team model or whatever it is, they would say a level of quorum would be XYZ. They would actually inform those points.
May I make a suggestion that two things. One, if each team could actually flesh out the outline, right, the topical outline.
That's
and,
what I want
yeah,
them to do.
Good. And agree that those are the right sort of chapter headings and structure.
That's correct. That's
and
where
then,
we want
but,
to be in 2 weeks.
Okay. And but are you also asking them to sort of begin writing the actual sections that would appear under each one of them?
Not until we have that this full group call and get consensus on the full group that whatever organization or points they want to consider, we have consensus. Once we do that, so two calls to work through the points that you've identified and see if that's the points they want to consider. Do they want to add? Do they want to eliminate? Do they want to organize them the way they're organized? Do they want to organize them differently? Then we have a group to consider those two positions and see if we have consensus on the larger group. Then once we do that, the two subgroups would then go and write actual proposals informing those points that we would have by the end of May for consideration by the larger group.
So everything needs to be done by the end of May.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. Well, just the outline.
The outline, that's what I mean. Yeah.
It needs
no.
to be done in 3 weeks.
It's more than the outline, correct? It's the out. We're going to flesh out an outline in our calls next week, and then we're going to bring back those fleshed out and generally agreed upon by at least the subgroup outline, with maybe some one sentence or two sentence explanatory information. And then after there's a consensus at the group level about all of the bullet points being correct and being direct, informed by those sentences underneath them. Then we get into the really full drafting.
That's correct.
That's correct?
That's correct. And I would see that if I look at my calendar, May is the 15th. There will be a call of the subgroups on the week of the 20th. There will be a call of the subgroups on the week of the 27th. Then there would be a call of this whole group to consider the fleshed out outlines with one or two sentence explanation on the week of May 4th. After we reach consensus that those are the points that everybody thinks needs to be considered, and that there would be the 11th, 18th, and 25th weeks for those subgroups to then begin to put together proposals. And the week...
Glenn, would it... Sorry, Jay Scott. Glenn, would it be possible, or Jay Scott, to have this written on an email with a deadline just to have
I'll
everything, you know, in front of us?
I will send this out to the group as soon as this call is over.
Well, this is
Thank
Ken.
You very much, Jay Scott.
This is Ken. J. Scott, I will go back and listen to the MP3 recording and actually create minutes, so I'll capture all that if you like.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and send it out to the group to have it in their calendars.
Okay, fair enough.
First week, we would hopefully, the first week of June, we would have a rough draft of each proposal fully fleshed out by the two groups for consideration by the whole team. And then we'll circle back to consensus, and hopefully then, the week of Sydney, be able to finalize everything for have a rough draft report for the PPSC. And I'll send this out in email form in just a minute. But that's where I see us going. Anyone have strong objection to that?
Nope.
All right. Does anybody have any other business they would like to discuss?
Well, I think that Ivy raised her hand.
I see she has, and so has Gray, and Caroline.
Caroline, yes.
Caroline. So, Ivy? Okay. I don't see Ivy. Caroline?
Just a quick one. You mentioned Sydney, and I guess some of us are making our travel plans for Sydney already. Do you anticipate us meeting the first weekend, like we did last time, or?
That's when we will probably meet. Glenn is at, but we have not had our call, and I believe it's Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, perfect.
Time. So.
Okay, Scott?
Yes.
And if you would already start thinking of times on those 2 days, it would be most helpful.
I'm glad we've had this call. So I will hopefully work with you and we can send it out to the group. But everyone in this group needs to plan to work on Saturday and Sunday. So if you make a travel plan, you need to get in there on Friday. Next is Ivy, who is on mute.
Yeah, sorry. Quick thing on doing the minutes and listening to MP3, be sure to include the cross that got written and typed in on this form, too, because I think a lot of content went here that didn't necessarily get said.
This is Ken. I'm going to save these discussion notes before I close this meeting up.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, Gray?
This was just a question on how the working, I guess we just kind of loosely read these subgroup reports and let that discussion inform what we're talking about when we're finalizing the bullets. Is that the right way to incorporate this commentary into that next stage of work?
You're talking about the commentary and the discussion notes?
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the consolidated report with this.
Oh, yes. You can look at those and let them inform that list. That's correct. You can use it to see if there's anything that's been identified there that you either want to include or you feel it's covered.
Okay, great. Thank you.
This is Ken. Just a note there. Everything that was in groups A, B, and C, all those 9 bullets, they're all represented in either of the two charter versus model sections. So presumably you will be able to map those issues back.
And I guess there's just one other point on that. There was missing from the consolidated were comments on 9. Right.
Correct.
I saw someone look like they said that there was 9, information on 9 was actually prepared.
Yeah. I think Team B actually, after the last call, the last one 2 weeks ago, actually there was an email sent out where we just drafted a few lines around it. I can resend it if necessary. Yeah,
this is Ken. I will attempt to locate that email and or contact Sabaya and then get that put into Under 9 and update the wiki. That document is linked on the wiki, so I'll post it fixed.
Okay, next is, I don't know who COO is. I apologize.
It's me, dear, Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl.
My name's far too long. Just 2 points. One from the timing of work group and team meetings on the weekend in Sydney as part of the Sydney Meeting Planning Subcommittee. I can assure you there's already an awful lot going on in those 2 days anyway, and so if you want to block off a half day on either the Saturday or the Sunday, the sooner the better, or we're going to have serious competition, including some very general satellite meetings that many people might be interested in, and I'm happy to liaise on that with organisers from this work group. And the second point is, with the work group work group Adobe Connect room that we have open now, the ones that I use, we normally have access to go back to them at any point in time. The link is live, the thing is recorded, and people who aren't at this meeting can access what's gone on in discussion and whiteboard regarding any meeting at any time, so it can be a cumulative record to complement the minutes.
Well, I can't speak to that because I don't know anything about it. So you'll have to ask staff, or staff will have to ask their technicians, because I don't know.
Well, if they switch on whatever's required, it would be handy.
Gerald, thanks. We've been taking our cues from you and enhancing our fluency with this. So thanks for the additional information, and we'll follow up on this.
All right. With that, I'll send out an email.
I'm sorry. Ken has his hand raised.
Sorry.
Does. I don't see it. Yeah, it's up.
Whose hand is raised?
Ken. Oh, yeah, Ken. Yeah, I see it.
I'll clear it, though. May I just make one comment? Jay Scott, after Mexico City, we had a group goal to produce a document for the PPSC, a work plan, by the 21st of March. Just wondering if we still need to do that, and
I think we can take our work plan, as I see our work plan, is to just take this milestone dates that I've just put out, and maybe our minutes, and draft them down as a bullet point that we can then deliver to Jeff.
One suggestion I might have is I could take the charter breakdown that are in the two individual pages, copy those breakdowns into the work plan that's on the work plan page of the wiki, and send that to you, and maybe that could be the document you might want to send. It's got a scope, a deliverables, and we can just add milestones at the end, because there's a place for that on that document.
Why don't you do that, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
All right, well, it's now been an hour and almost 10 minutes, so I'm going to call this meeting to a close, and we will then send around email in minutes, and once you're on a group, then we will the two subgroups can have calls next week. Thank you all for your participation, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.